I like to sip on Arizona's, yeah. I like to go home and lay my head, yeah, on a pillow in the corner, cause I don't got a bed for real, even though I said I did. Shut the f*** up, Lorenzo. I don't like how you...
I'm just changing my...
Yeah, I know. Shut the f*** up.
You have to be the top annoying friend. Like, there's no way. Like, you are the top most annoying closest person to me. I swear to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead.
Untitled mixtape.
Umt.
Ew. Oh my God.
UMT.
Untitled. I was trying to figure out what language you just spoke. Then...
Make sure you hashtag UMT.
Untitled mixtape.
Wow. It's good. Look at these people. You know, it's great. I got a perfect intro now. Thank you, Lewis.
Whatever, man.
Welcome back to the Untitled Mixtape, everybody. We are back again. My bad. This is pretty much all I gotta say.
My bad.
Would have been better if you had been like, whoops. That's it.
Whoops.
Just whoops.
You know how
Bangladesh.
I took a big hiatus, and that has pretty much affected me not writing scripts, and these guys like, so what are we gonna record? And I'm just like, yeah, we're gonna do it, you know, later.
See,
he said, yeah.
It's called hatred. It's really called hatred.
Yeah, I hate.
But you know,
Lewis.
Now me and Danko are far deep into some hobbies that we probably shouldn't be a part of.
there's an issue that we do. It's called doing too much all the time. But, you know.
Me and Danko are extreme hobbyists, by the way, actually. I don't know if I know anybody else who's, like, really into hobbies as much as me.
I'm into ciabatta bread.
Ciabatta bread is fire. That's food. Hey, food is a hobby. You a foodie now, Lewis?
No, he's not.
I'm never stopping. You know what I mean?
You're not going to different like spots and rapping over your food like this is amazing?
No, because he has to pick and choose wisely. He's a vegetarian.
Oh, hey, a lot of options coming up for you. They're doing that Panda Express vegan chicken now.
Yeah,
sure.
You'll never catch me there though.
Make my stomach hurt.
a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll probably do a catching up episode later. I just wanted to get into the nitty-gritty, kind of get back into the warm-ups of what we do, which is music. There's a lot of music that has come out since we started the last time we recorded, but
there's a lot of music that came out in the last three years. Tons.
3 years. Tons. We are nearing towards the end of the year, and I would love to do an album of the year podcast. Ooh. But I know it's a lot of work. I mean, I've got my albums already listed, which I'll talk about. Dude, how y'all been? Who wants to start? Who wants to talk about life? Who wants to talk about, you know, what's been going on the last, you know, I think it's been a year since we last
I've been, hey man, you know, it's your boy, man.
Yeah.
Yo, me, I'm me. I'm your boy. It's your boy, man. Hey man, I've been good, man. Nah, I mean, man.
Okay. What is anything been like new been happening with you, Lewis?
We just shot
Lorenzo let me hang out with him.
Oh,
that never mind you. Hey, listen, chat, let me get some W's in the chat because that never happens. Hey, Danko, thank you for the 5 gifted, appreciate you.
Oh my god.
You guys did a shoot?
Yeah, we just finished a shoot where we almost, you know, everybody who's listening, please buy the clothing, the new job.
No, because no, please.
We almost died. Danko, we really almost did.
There's like eight of us.
And it was rap. It was crazy.
What? You guys almost
bro.
We God. We went to this campsite, but it was like
to Camp Crystal Lake, bro.
Pretty much. We went to like a campsite that we were shooting for, and I thought it was gonna be like just a drive off the two. But instead it was drive like off like the edge of a mountain. Oh my it was God. Terrifying. It was so terrifying. And I very much regret it. And next time I'm just gonna pay a lot and we're just gonna go to a far place, but by the corner line.
Don't even have to, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is elementary clothing. Been killing it in the game this year. I've got some lovely merch from elementary. I mean, we all got lovely merch from elementary. And
You got more than I do.
What? He's not wrong. I forgot to give him the shirts. My bad.
Make sure to head over to elementaryclothing.com to pick up what's available right now. Do you know, like, off the top of your head?
The three shirts, two still of the hoodies, only in large, by the way, only large and extra large, and the beanies. The new stuff should be dropping hopefully this Monday. We're kind of having some technical difficulties with my video editor. His internet happened to just go out in his area, which kind of sucks.
Oh, no.
But once we get that back up, the next stuff will come in. We have an olive green long sleeve. We have a baseball tee, and we have a red crew neck hoodie or sweater.
Ooh, very excited, dude! For everyone who hasn't picked up some merch right now, the milk tee. The milk tee, MILLKT, is the pink. I've been getting compliments left and right about the milk of the pink milk tee. Comes in brown, white, and pink. They are. I can't say that. They are fly. They're super cool, and the beanies are always comfortable. But yeah,
you'll edit it.
I'll pay attention.
Hey, listen. It's been 3 years. Okay.
I did just.
You should be able to, like, do it by now.
I did just fact check, and it has been legit. It has been a year since our last episode, which was Age of Griselda. Good episode. So this is episode 50. We've done 50 episodes after this one.
What?
Which is dope.
Oh my God.
And we'll just get into it. I mean, lots of music, some highlights. We kind of just focused on what we've been listening to recently. And of course, we're happy to be back. We'll be posting full force. Hopefully you guys just share. Tell your friends, you know the deal. We've got some pretty good listeners. We're still climbing for some reason on the stats. So it's good. It's good to be back. But who wants to start? You guys want me to start? Talk about some of the stuff I've been listening to?
Yes.
Okay.
Because your lists are always...
Oh, my God. Wait.
don't fill my head with lies, okay?
What? This is... Okay. All right, this is Danko's episode, by the way. You'll see Lewis and I on the next one with our list. Go ahead, Danko, take it away.
No, thank you. Okay, so dude.
You'll hear us at the end.
We are towards the end of the year, which a lot of good music starts to come out. I will say, I'm just going to put it out there. Certified Lover Boy thoughts.
I don't have any. It's just a Drake album. Right. Like, I don't think it's like terrible or like the worst thing he's ever made, but it's Eternals, right? Like, you know, like Eternals the movie, like it's just a Marvel movie, and like with Certified Lover Boy, it's just a Drake album. It's not bad, it's not great, but
I think my problem with it is that I get it. Drake, you know, he's in his prime. Like, I can't deny that people love the hell out of Drake, but I miss my So Far Gone. You know, I miss my rapping Drake. Drake's kind of put that to the side. It's more like, it's more R&B, it's more pop, and it's kind of sounding the same.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
That was weird. the production is dope, but is a weird song choice. I don't get it. I don't get it. But I mean, it's packed.
I didn't listen to it.
No? None of it?
No. I heard like that song.
Oh. Nah, that's like.
But I heard that song on like, you know, because it's everywhere. Like everybody's using it for like TikTok, Instagrams and stuff. So that's the only way I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I heard like the first song or whatever song he said. If you're lesbian, I'm lesbian too, or whatever that one.
Girls love girls.
Yes.
Girls love girls. Where I'm from.
When it compared to, because there's actually two big albums that I mean, there's Certified Lover Boy by Drake, and then of course we've got the other side of, I guess, the other camp, which is Donda by Kanye Donda. West, which
Donda. I have not Donda. Finished Donda.
Donda.
It was okay. Donda. I'm not going to say it was the best, but it's the first Kanye in a while that I've listened to all the way throughout. I will say the Deluxe just came out, and that has the Andre 3000 song that I really like. It's okay. Really good. But
a Deluxe?
There's a Deluxe now. Yeah.
Donda was like 28 songs.
It's 32 now, my boy.
Oh my god, he on super ass.
2 hours and 11 minutes.
Oh my god, no, that's never in my life.
That's a movie.
But, you're right, that is a movie.
But when it comes to the two, I won't say. I'll tell you right now, I don't think they're gonna be on like some top albums. They're just, you know, they're the artists created them, and they're about the same of what you expect from the artist. But there's some good stuff. I showed you guys Remy Wolf. That album, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Debut album from Remy Wolf. It's called Juno. It is super good. It's got a lot of like heart. It's got a lot of pop. She takes a lot of different like generations, I guess, like early 2000s music. She's got some 2010 production. I thought it was really good. And the song that I showed, which was Sexy Villain. Great song. So that's pretty much that. Maxo Cream released an album. Really good storyteller. He's with Griselda, essentially. They're pretty much the same people in the sense that they collaborate with each other. Album's called Weight of the World. Good. He's a great storyteller. He's got A$AP Rocky on it, Tyler the Creator. It's got Freddie Gibbs on it, Don Toliver. Like, it's a stacked album, and I liked it a lot. And the Tyler the Creator song, another good song that came out. But other than that... JPEG Mafia had an EP or album that was really good called LP. If you like experimental hip hop, it's pretty solid. And then Magdalena Bay debut album, Mercurial World, synth pop stuff you would hear during like a DJ set, like club scene music. My album of the year, without a doubt. I think everyone should listen to You Lose. It's got Scott Pilgrim vibes. And it's just great. That whole album is really good. You can listen to it forwards, and then they encourage you to listen to it backwards because it's got a different mood, which I think is really cool that they do that. And that's what I've been listening to. Those are my highlights right now. That's my rotation.
You're a liar. That was way too short for Dinko World.
No, there's no way. if you want to see what I've been listening to.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that's really different.
On a daily basis.
Different episodes.
Yeah, follow me on Album of the Year. I have an account called, it's just Dinko. I rate everything I listen to. I log it all. So, but those are this is what's on my rotation right now.
Bro, I didn't even realize. Okay, yeah, there was a ton of music that came out.
A ton. I know Adele's album just came out.
God.
I didn't listen to it. I'm not 30, and I'm not going through a divorce. So,
I'm gonna listen to it though.
No, yeah, here it's good. I'm gonna pretend like I'm going through a divorce.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
You're gonna pretend?
yeah. It's gonna be great. What about you, Lewis? What have you been listening to?
Now that I'm looking through like my library, the new Benny the Butcher, the Pyrex Picasso EP that he dropped.
Right.
Boldy James.
Is that the
oh my
what is God. It's the Real Bad Boy? Real Bad Boldy? Is it the new one?
The last one I heard was Bo Jackson, the little EP with The Alchemist.
Right.
Oh no,
That
it's
was
the
really good.
album. Never mind, I'm tripping.
I'll say this right now, though. People watching, don't get into keyboards. It's not worth
Oh
it.
my God, okay.
Don't do it. It's bad.
Yeah. True. I lost my friend over keyboards.
I almost got loose into it. Like super close.
We're staring at him right now, actually.
Yeah, I'm
recording this podcast.
Changing.
AZ, the dude that used to collab with Nas back in the day.
Oh.
He dropped Do or Die 2 this year. Little Sims album. Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. Shout out Mary because she put me on to that.
Oh,
that album is. Boy.
Yeah. Shout out to Mary for sending me that too. Actually, Mary definitely put me on to her. She also sings, or she also raps for the main song for the new Venom movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because she has a song called Venom.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah.
And she spazzes on that. She does not give a. Sorry. She does not care at all. She's she spazzes on that real hard. She did not care.
What? You got anything else?
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Good.
James Vincent McMorrow.
McMorrow.
McMorrow. I don't know how to say it, but his album's called Grapefruit Season. He dropped it. What month is this? He dropped it in September. Pretty fire. His voice is crazy, like stupid, bro, like duh.
Dang.
Alina, she just be like dropping like just whenever she want to.
Mhm.
Cause she dropped Sunbeam, the EP, and then she dropped Moongate like the end of October.
Ooh.
Oh, both fire, like stupid. Ooh.
I knew it was coming.
Ah, Danko's favorite. Chelsea Cutler. Say something. I dare you.
I'm
say
not,
something.
I'm not saying
say something.
You did it.
Say something. Yeah. It's like every nah. I still nah, bro, because every time we talked about Chelsea Cutler, he would go on that site and hit, bro, her grade will just get lower every single time we spoke about it. And I'm like, bro, what's good, like What's the deal? What's the dilly dally, Sally from the valley? Like, what's happening?
Stop.
I think a 73 is good. It's passing.
You finished barely.
I mean, it wasn't. You're right. Because my review says it was an 85, but I definitely put it down to 73. But I'll check. I mean, if you want, I'll check out the new Chelsea Cutler. Is it better? Is it good?
I think it's pretty good. Okay. But I mean, I'm kind of biased, you know. I thought the other one was good, and whoa, big bad Danko, oh, come, you know.
Listen,
dang. Okay, my bad. Hey, I'm on my Danko today, bro. Like I got a lot. I got a pretty long list, bro.
I can't breathe.
Okay, my bad. All right. West Side Guns, HWH8.
Right.
That and Side B, fire. Cassidy Pope dropped her album called Thrive. It's like a little country. I be listening. You know what I mean? My boy Praxi and Denty Kit. My boys. My Dulce. They dropped the EP called 93 Sessions. You should check it out.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Circa Survive. Their EP. I didn't really like it.
I didn't even know they released an EP.
It's called A Dream About Love. It was kind of midi.
Okay.
That's mid. Midi.
And then I'm going to just end with Ransom and and Rome Streets. They dropped an album called Coupe de Grasse. Fire.
Ooh.
That's a
fire.
That's a
like they rapping, bro. Like they make me want to rap. I don't even rap, but they made me want to rap.
Like that.
Okay, that's it.
That's
oh
it.
My God. Why you gotta say it? I'm good. I'm done.
What about you, Lorenzo?
Earl finally released a decent song.
Yeah, we heard it.
I've been listening to it for the past 2 days. I think two or three. I don't know. I lost count already.
It's good.
But it's you can hear it. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to be able to hear.
Yeah, it was very audible.
Yeah.
And I forgot, I didn't even know he knew how to like make audible music
anymore. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying, dude. But definitely been listening to Earl. Cautious Clay. So a bunch of these are R&B artists were given to me by Deshaun and Marshawn, who are very close friends, who are also dancers and just love some good R&B, you know?
Yeah.
I've been listening to Haze by Jesse James Solomon and Samwise, who are UK rappers. This is a fun song. I found this song called Chess, which is like a grungier hip hop song. Found it from Chris Ramsey, who is a magician. He used it for his intro and it kind of took me off guard.
Okay.
Damn Mountains by May. This one was given to me. Shout out to Eric. Really good song. Kyle Dion, Sassy. This album is pretty fun. It's pretty upbeat. It has Ja Rule in it, which made me laugh. It has, yeah, it has Duckworth. Upbeat album. Shook by Cautious Clay. Shout out to the twins for that one. I have listened to Mercurial World, but this was given to me by the twins also and not by Danko.
Amazing. So, amazing album.
Yeah. Great ass album, though. I recently went to go, not super recent, but I went to a show with a few of my friends. It was a dubstep show. This guy named Riot 10, he doesn't do dubstep like I think like other people does. He takes a lot of really good like hip hop elements and stuff. It kind of sounds, if you've ever listened to, which is kind of weird, I don't know if he actually works for them, but his name is Riot 10. But if you watch like League of Legends music videos, it kind of sounds like that. And then he'll like throw into like some dirty dubstep, but it sounds like Riot music in general. So I don't know if this guy works for them, but I don't know. It's very similar. I mean, Danko, you've seen the music videos and stuff. It has that same sound, and then he'll give it some like filthy bass and stuff.
Okay.
1320 by Vito. Love this album. Shout out to the twins again. I've been listening to this album probably at least once a day.
It was like it's very mature and
it's a little nasty.
It's a little nasty, but it's kind of natty.
It's natty. It's a good R&B album, in my opinion. I really love the album. I probably bump this once a day. Listen to the song Slide. It's it gives me like sunset beach vibes. Okay. It's fun. Been listening to this this really, really, like, it's not the most amazing song, but it's cute. It's called Sneaky Link by Mooney Long. Money Long? I don't know. It's M-U-N-I, but this song is funny. It's great.
That does sound natty.
It's funny. She's talking about how she fell for her Sneaky Link and she wished she didn't. Also shout out to the twins. These are actual songs that I've been like listening to through rotation throughout the weeks and stuff. Entice by Saba Abraha. This song is really cool. I don't know, this song is more on the chill side. Definitely been listening to this maybe four times a day. I listened to the Snow Allegra album. If you want to listen to that album, you got to be in a certain mood. You got to be really relaxed. You got to be chilled. Yeah, like don't expect anything hype, but it's a good album, but it's definitely for a set mood. I listened to Summer Walker's album, also a set mood. If you're a male, if you're a female, I'm pretty sure you can bump this any day and feel you can feel great about you can feel great about it. I listened to the new Mine album. I really like the song Neo a lot. Charmander's really fun. That's a bad word, so we won't say it. I also like the song.
He'll fix it in post.
I don't trust. Meant to be. My favorite song though is Neo. I was choreographing to it today. It's a really fun song. And then I listened to some of Wale. Haven't finished it yet, so I'll get back to you. New Balances is pretty cool. Tiffany Nikes. Anything about shoes, I love it. Whales. The whales. And then, yeah, and then, of course, 2010 by Earl Sweatshirt. Been bumping
that.
Sex,
bro. Wow. That's what we really doing that?
And those are the artists I've been listening to. Listen to Six though.
I forgot to mention one.
I thought it'd be
on everyone's radar, but Silk Sonic released finally.
Oh,
I don't even know who that is. What did you just say?
It's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Oh, see, Silk okay. Sonic.
Yeah, they released it finally. Came out on the 12th, so it's a week old. I love it.
See, I'm weird, bro.
I thought it was good. It's good retro pop. I mean, they're finally getting into that smooth soul and funk, and Bootsy Collins is like the narrator of it, which makes it even better.
No way.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, everyone's heard "Leave the Door Open." "Smoking Out the Window" is like the most popular song right now on TikTok. But yeah, it's just a good, fun funk and soul album. I think Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars did a great job on it.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got you. Don't worry. After everything's said and done. But with that being said, there will be a playlist to accompany this episode, as always, of what we're listening to. And so you can listen to all the music that is mentioned during the podcast on a lovely all-in-one wrapped in a bow. And it'll be ready for you to listen to. But
you would think that I've listened to that album. I actually have not. I'm not super into funk, uh-huh, like type melodies and music. Mm-hmm. Only when I'm breakdancing, but not on the daily. But I will give it a listen, and I have listened to "Smoke Out the Window." That is a great song.
Yes, it is a great song. The fact of the matter is, you know, we're back, and hopefully we'll get you into more music. And we'll start talking about more.
What did you just say? You said we're back.
We're back.
We'll see you guys in a year, man.
No. So we're back, and I've got some scripts that I've been writing over the course of a couple months that I'm excited to present. We'll talk about that later, and we'll get some more content out to you guys. And I'm in the content creating mood all of a sudden. It's weird. It happens. It fleets and it comes back. But I'm happy to be back with these trolls.
Lewis, right?
And Lorenzo, thank you for joining me again. The boys are back in town.
The boys' room.
The boys' room. Which,
why are you so hype right now?
And I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited, and we'll definitely be more consistent as time goes on. But yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram. Make sure to follow us on Spotify. We are available wherever podcasts are available as well. So Stitcher, all that jazz, Apple Podcasts, all that. And follow us, and you know, share with your friends.
Everybody, shameless plug in round, go.
Follow me on Album of the Year. It's Danko, and you'll see all my logging for music, and also I think twitch.tv/bulldozerdanko. I stream from time to time.
Yeah, Bulldozer Danko. That's what I really wanted. Check me out on twitch.tv/lrnzo78. I do gaming, keyboard stuff. If you want to come in, relax with us, and check out music, actually. If you're listening to this podcast, you should follow me on Twitch. We sometimes just do keyboard stuff and just find new music. It's really fun. And then also check out elementaryclothing.com. That's ILLEMENTARY clothing.com. We got a new drop coming soon, hopefully Monday. And yeah, keyboards.
You already know, man. It's the kid, man. It's the rapper dude. It's the rapper dude that be rapping dudes and plastic dude.
I like
just
it.
Like, shut up. Not about you no more. Shut up.
Your turn is over.
Nah, follow me on Spotify. I make music sometimes, you know.
He does great music.
What's my name?
Seventh.
Period. Okay, so it's stylized. Period. SVNTH. Because I'm different.
Listen to Stray Dog Strut. That's all I listen to all the time. It makes me cry. But no. It's a good song. I'm gonna put that on the playlist. I'm putting Stray Dog Strut on the playlist.
Yeah.
The way you said that was hilarious. It makes me cry. but yeah, man, I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, like whatever you listen to, I'm on there, Juarez.
And is
SoundCloud,
your...
I'm on there, Juarez.
And is your Instagram the same?
SEV.NTH is my Instagram.
Make sure to follow him. Make sure
I'll be on there sometimes.
Yeah, he posts on his story.
Then sometimes like you might not find the page. So like hey. Like Jesus. You know,
follow while it's hot.
You feel me? Like follow me right now. Like right now. Or you gonna make me mad.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll put everything in the description of the podcast episode, and also be posting actively on our Instagram of the different things we may have talked about with music and plugs, of course, tagging everybody. And of course, thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yo.
Deuces.
It's the Big Lou 5'9", but when I rhyme, I'm 6'2". Bye.